Your foundation has been involved in many aspects of life here in Tulsa. But I want to zero in on this latest. You referred to Mother Road. Tell us what it is, the Mother Road Market.
It is a place for entrepreneurs in the restaurant business to come and have startups and build and grow a business. Restaurant business is tough. You know, it's a tough business. And these people can't afford to go out and lease a place and whatever. So they rent from the Mother Road Market. Rents for those cubicles is fairly reasonable, maybe $200, $300 a month or something like that. They start building a following, and once they get to some level, they'll leave Mother Road into their own operation. There are several features of the Mother Road. One end is a commercial kitchen that is well equipped. The people that have food stands in the Mother Road Market, some of them use that as a commercial kitchen. And then we have other outside people, Tulsans that are in the catering business or something like that, that use it. And then we rent it to them, rent the space in there. We have a deal with a group. We loan them money, and they have a dedicated payback schedule. So what we're doing is triggering an entrepreneurship. The old gas station is on the corner.
And we say corner of 11th and Lewis.
Right, the southwest corner. That's going to be refurbed, and we're going to have four different shops in there. The property across the street where the car dealership was, I'm not sure whether we are going to be part, but more than likely we'll be part of a development there that will have retail on the ground floor on the corner, parking on the west end, multi-story parking, and housing in there. Hmm. That's not our deal. I mean, we'll probably be a part of it, but I mean, we want to develop 11th into a real Route 66 destination.
Right. It's kind of a luck of the draw that you even had property here. And then I don't think you were thinking Mother Road or Route 66, but that has become a big thing coming through Tulsa. And here you are right next to Route 66.
Yep.
Mother Road, of course, is referring to that highway.
Right.
And you're taking advantage of that. Plus, you're helping a tremendous amount of people because Mother Road became a very popular place, still is,
yeah.
And probably went beyond your expectations.
Oh, my Lord, yes. That opened early November, the 2nd or 3rd of November.
That would be of 2018.
Yes.
Right, so just last year.
Yes. And as of March of this year, which would have been 5 months of operation, we had exceeded the revenue of what we had forecasted for the first year.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's a marvelous facility. First class. Had that model been done elsewhere and you picked up ideas?
Picked up ideas. There's a big one in Denver and one on the West Coast somewhere, but the Denver one was a big deal. There's one in Washington, D.C. too. The girls and guys visited a lot of those, picked up on ideas. And the one thing that this one has that very few of the others have is a kitchen that's available to our tenants as well as the public.
Have any, maybe it's too early, for any of them who came and started with you moved on to establish their own business someplace else?
I think we have one that is in the process of that.
Well, it's early.
It is very early.
For that to have happened.
Yeah.
Well, that must give you and your family a great deal of satisfaction.
It is. We love seeing what's happening to Route 66.
We should give Michael Wallace some credit for this too, shouldn't we?
We should.
Because of his books, drawing attention to Route 66.
Yes.
Is that what has brought you the most satisfaction? Business deals, philanthropy or whatever?
Certainly in the philanthropic, you know, era. I mean, that's the most satisfying thing that we've done. Is it the most satisfying overall? Hard to say. I remember when we sold National for the first time, and we coined the phrase, our 2020 deal. We sold it in 20 months for 20 times what we paid for it.
Yeah, that's got to be awfully satisfying. And probably when you look back, that jumps out in your entire business life.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
To go from that Pontiac dealership to what you've done is truly amazing. Well, I want to thank you for telling us your remarkable story and your involvement in our community. It was the leasing business that brought you to town.
That's true.
And voila, look what you've done here.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, Bill. Appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Happy to do it. Thank you.
You bet.